Imagine a world where new car designers spend considerable time and money designing safety systems that are so fundamentally annoying that they force you to take your eyes off the road for 10 or more seconds just to turn the damn things off. That's more than 300 metres of road that you're not going to see at freeway speeds. Actually, don't bother imagining it. There's absolutely no need. It is the automotive universe we live in today. And if that's advanced technology making driving actually safer, then I'd suggest that the Prime Minister is not a clown, dude. And of course, I am still young. I'm Julia Logan from AutoExpert.com.au, new cars cheap, Australia only, website, card. So, I'm about to show you a small segment of a review video from the recent 2024 Kia Sorento, very minor sex up here in Australia, which they would probably call a new model release. The quote-unquote new Sorento features those time-honoured classics that you've come to love, such as same old boat anchor V6 with front drive, which doesn't go anything like as well as a modern turbo four-cylinder from, say, Mazda. But there's some eclectic tunes in this new one as well, including we didn't actually bother getting the hybrid ready just yet, and of course, don't worry about that. We've got variable frequency damping now, and that should be so cheap to replace in 5 years' time. But we did make it look like a funnel web spider at the front, so that's kind of nice. In this particular review video, which we are getting to from Car Sales, which is Australia's preeminent specialist at selling your personal information to car dealers and giving you absolutely nothing in return, a young journo named Sam Charlwood demonstrates just how long you have to take your eyes off the road to deep dive into the menu system, even when you use a so-called shortcut to turn off the world's most pointless and absolutely annoying driver assistance system. Take a look.
Sound an alarm. We've set up a very handy shortcut in the menu. You have to go through this function every time you drive a car and you're able to turn it off.
That is the real world upshot of the implementation of fundamentally shit driver assistance systems. Mr. Charlwood is actually a highly skilled driver who's very used to evaluating brand new cars, so he's quite match fit for this kind of thing. It takes roughly 12 seconds for him to dive into the menu and silence dash biatch. The worst part of this, of course, is that his eyes are off the road for 10.5 seconds in total. It's probably going to take you longer than that, given that Mr. Charlwood does this kind of thing for a living. He set up a menu shortcut and, of course, he practiced. So for you out there on the road in the real world, this is going to be even worse than that looked. This report is sponsored by NordVPN. Get 4 extra months of Nord free now at nordvpn.com/AEJC. Cyber threats are very real and we're all exposed to them every day. But you do not have to be the next victim. You just need countermeasures. And that's what NordVPN does in the background. I don't need to understand it, neither do you. We just want the protection. Like weapons-grade data encryption, IP address hidden, everything locked down securely. Go to nordvpn.com/AEJC now. Grab the 2-year plan at a massive discount, plus you'll get 4 extra months free. nordvpn.com/AEJC. Link in the description. You just subscribe, then you download the app and you connect. One click, your IP address is shielded, your online traffic is masked with NSA-level encryption across as many as 6 of your devices. Nord is, of course, the fastest VPN on the planet. It costs only about as much as 1 cup of coffee every month to keep your data, your identity, and your devices secure. Your location will be masked, and this means you'll be able to access streaming and other services that might be geo-blocked where you live. Plus, you can continue to watch your favourite content when you travel. You might even be able to score great deals on travel and accommodation that are not available to you normally at home. That kind of thing happens all the time. Go to nordvpn.com/AEJC now. Boost your security and enjoy that discount plus those extra 4 months of free subscription time. It's totally risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/AEJC. Link in the description. And thanks to Nord for sponsoring the channel and for helping to make more content like this possible. Just getting a few obvious things out of the way first, so you don't misinterpret the intent of this video. New Sorento is actually quite a decent SUV, as was its predecessor. But my strong advice to you would be buy the diesel, dude, because the V6 front driver is kind of just a bit. It's thirsty and it needs a proper sink of the slipper in order to perform, and then it drinks like a sailor on freaking shore leave. And Hyundai Kia needs to stop fucking about, in my view, and develop a contemporary 2.5-litre four-cylinder turbo petrol engine just to stay in the game. Kia's quite a decent company too, despite its absurd K backwards N logo. It's actually a Hyundai clone under the skin, right? The distinction between those brands is entirely artificial. Both brands are engineered side by side in a place in South Korea called Namyang, which is, frankly, a bit of a shithole. I've been there several times. It's a shithole except if you're into engineering porn. So having been there and seen it, I'd have to say to me, it's awesome. What a great place. The anechoic chamber, dude, and the dirty big wind tunnel. Trouser TP stuff, if you know what you're looking at. So this is not an assassination of the Sorento or Kia or Hyundai Kia or South Korea or any of that stuff, nor is the knife going deep into Mr. Charlwood. He's actually a very talented young journo and an excellent presenter on camera. Obviously, I'd suggest that to be a truly elite journalist, you have to be quite a bit more of an arsehole with a proclivity, some would say burning desire, to get powerful people and corporations properly offside at every opportunity, such as that criminal conspiracy we know as Volkswagen, for example. So, if I were called on to do so, I would advise Mr. Charlwood to strive to be more of a pain in the ass and just get comfortable standing in a room full of people who detest you, dude. That's what respect actually looks like. And remember, no matter how much braised swan they feed you, no matter the volume of grange they invite you to imbibe down your pie hole, you have to approach yanking their trousers down in print tomorrow with a heart as heavy as a field of butterflies in spring. My other website, sociopathexpert.com.au for more. Unless Al Bors has that one too. Sam's a really good journo, in other words, and I have considerable respect for him. However, if you do something that could be construed as properly stupid in public, it's probably not that inclined just to sink without a trace. So we might as well use it in a vain attempt to make driving, like ambient motoring, ever so slightly safer.
Sound an alarm. We've set up a very handy shortcut in the menu. You have to go through this function every time you drive a car and you're able to turn it off.
I went frame by frame on that little video clip, okay? Kia, meaning Hyundai, Ioniq, Kia, and of course Genesis, they're rolling out this bullshit tech that reads the speed signs, hashtag clever, but then it beeps at you whenever the speed zone changes. And should you exceed the current recorded speed zone limit, it's going to beep at you again. And this process is relentless and incessant. In fact, I would argue that it's so fucking annoying that after roughly 30 seconds of enduring torture like this, a normal person would just give up Osama bin Laden's holiday house address in Pakistan. So, roughly more effective than waterboarding. And it comes free in every 60,000 bucks Sorrento and cars of that ilk. So, yay. It can be turned off, of course, but this requires a menu system deep dive. And imagine if headlamps worked like that. It means either stopping or, far more likely in the real world, just taking your eyes off the road while you are moving, which is kind of a fundamental no-no in the domain of safe driving, especially for non-core driving tasks. Geniuses in Namyang should take note that chimes, beeps and alarms generally should be fucked right off unless there is a serious imminent threat that demands a driver's immediate attention. So, if you're driving along and a tyre starts to deflate because you picked up a screw off the back of some tradie's ute, then by all means chime the shit out of things because a blowout is a potentially serious safety defect. But if a driver does 51 in a freaking 50 zone, how about just shutting the fuck up? Like, how about that, dude? Change an icon on the warning thingo to orange, if you must. But nobody ever died simply because their speed was like 1K over the limit. Despite all the ads to this effect, there's quite a bit more to it than just that. And Mr. Charwood is here, happily demonstrating for the world to see, seemingly, the real-world consequences of these shit alleged safety systems. Like, I'm sure they're implemented with the best of intentions, but that implementation is properly, objectively shit. 90% of so-called ADAS, Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, is just an effective joke at best, or a dangerous distraction at worst. Right? That's just how it is. This one is a dangerous distraction because it's so annoying, but take pedestrian detection, which does hog a fair bit of the ADAS limelight. It sounds great, but it doesn't work at night. And at night is when the vast majority of pedestrians actually get cleaned up.
Sound an alarm. We've set up a very handy shortcut in the menu. You have to go through this function every time you drive a car and you're able to turn it off.
So there it was again, frame by frame. Just over 12 seconds for Mr. Charwood to turn dash biatch off. He looks back at the road four times, once for a quarter of a second, once for a third of a second, and twice for about half a second apiece. That's about 1.5 seconds in total, out of about 12. He spent 10 and a half seconds, more or less, actively not looking at the road. That's 300 metres at freeway speeds, 270 to 280 on highways. He's mainly concentrating on that central tablet, right? Interpreting the touchscreen, visually confirming what his proprioception is telling him, etc. Getting feedback that he's actually done the JOB. And during this exercise, I would argue that driving apparently became the distraction, right? It's interfering with his main cognitive task of turning off dash biatch. This is an inversion of how the process should actually be functioning, right? Why can Kia / Hyundai not implement a simple voice command system with a virtual slave like Siri or something to which you might simply say, turn off speed zone assistance or mute speed zone assistance? Like if I suddenly need five finger death punch to belt out a quick wash it all away to make life somehow easier while coping with Sydney's frickin' logjam traffic, Google's virtual slave gets it right every time and my eyes remain on the road so I can see what every other dipshit is doing. In other words, Not that fucking hard, dude. License the technology and implement it. How hard could it possibly be for a company with resources like Hyundai Kia? Like, come on. Very important if your hands are on the wheel and you're moving through space-time. So important to separate driving into core and non-core tasks, like flying a plane, isn't it? Core tasks being the quantum of what you have to do to keep ahead of everything that can kill you. And to be fair to Mr. Charlwood, he does look back at the road every 3 seconds or so, very briefly. I'd suggest, however, that if you did this during a driving test, you're probably going to fail. And I'm not a lawyer, certainly, but I'm pretty sure conduct like this behind the wheel is actually sufficient to meet the threshold of proof for negligent driving, which is pretty low, admittedly, and essentially it just alleges that you weren't driving in the manner of a responsible or prudent driver, given the totality of circumstances. Obviously, out there in the real world, in the absence of a crash, there's usually no objective evidence for the cops in circumstances such as these, so everyone kind of gets away with it. But if you do this on camera, with commentary recommending others also do it, and then you show it to, I don't know, 8,000 fucking people, then perhaps that's a somewhat different story. Kia / Hyundai should hang their freaking heads in shame. And they're not alone on this. All car makers are down on their knees presently, gagging on the ADAS flute, right? It's disgraceful. And this head-in-shame hangage should orbit every vehicle system that dangles the carrot of distraction so tantalizingly in front of drivers while prick-teasing the promise of added safety. Like, Jesus. It's a badly engineered system, like fundamentally bad, on a basic human factors engineering level. They're a major car maker, so there's really no excuse. Even more disgracefully, they allow you to turn it off while the car is freaking moving. Why not just grey it the fuck out so you have to stop if you want to disable it? How hard would that be? Easier than voice control, right? I'd suggest that it would probably take you longer to disable that system than it took Mr. Charlwood in that little clip, right? And you're probably not as good a driver as him, like objectively. Not that being competent is, in my view, a license to drive while distracted. It's not. To be completely fair to Mr. Charlwood, okay, all these dipshit automotive publishers invest in cameras and video production. They're heavily invested there, but they spend fuck all on their journos vis-a-vis training and guidance. And this is why 95% of Australian car reviews are just unwatchable shit, even if the production values are actually pretty good, because the jib comes out and the drone goes up and the pictures are quite nice. It's just that the story's, yeah, you know, at best. Case in point, car sales here has virtually unlimited resources, like unlimited in practice. Selling your data to car dealers is actually quite lucrative when you do it, you know, as a volume deal. So despite what it could be spending to make its videos more relevant, more watchable, this commercial giant has just 60,000, I think, subscribers on YouTube, and the view counts on individual videos are just, they're terrible. A geriatric in a garage copping a reach around from a plastic scale model of Darth Vader could do, I don't know, 6 times better? It makes no sense. Now, if I were Mr. Charlwood's executive producer, I would A, kill myself, but before that, I would certainly advise him to pull that video down and cut in an alternative segment where he just turns that appalling system off while he's stopped safely somewhere at the side of the road. I'd make that part of the story, dude. I'm funny like that. Maybe I'm just too old-timey for contemporary relevance. I don't know. It's possible, though, isn't it? Like, I would get the presenter to say, don't do this on the fly, dude, no matter how tempting it seems in the moment. Stop somewhere safe instead. It's only going to take a few seconds and the life you save might be your own. I'd tell him to do that partly because it's kind of in the public interest and partly because of the very serious potential consequences to him of leaving something like that up there online. And to illustrate this, I'm going to give you a quick hypothetical, right? Say, not him, but you, okay? You do exactly this on camera, what you just saw. You post it to YouTube and 8,000 witnesses see you driving in this way. 3 weeks later, 3 months later, whatever, sometime later, you are driving along and a child runs out. There's no warning, dude. You can't stop. There's nowhere to go. You hit them. It's terrible. Like, it's devastating. There's nobody there at that scene that is undevastated. Everyone's devastated, right? It's terrible. Then the cops are going to interview everyone. And unfortunately for you, for some reason, three witnesses might come forward, all alleging various variations on the theme of you weren't paying attention, even if you actually were. Who knows what you were doing? Reaching into the back seat for a blow-up doll for the upcoming transit lane. Whatever, it doesn't matter. They allege that you were not paying attention, even if you were paying diligent attention, okay? Eyewitnesses get it wrong all the time. Like, have a look around, dude. The median human is so stupid, and half of society is dumber even than that. It's confronting, isn't it? Unfortunately, therefore, still being hypothetical, the cops charge you with dangerous driving occasioning death. And this is a very bad situation for anyone to be in because that's a crime. Like, it's an offence under the Crimes Act. It's not a traffic offence. You generally go inside, if convicted, for up to 10 years. There's case law type precedents, sentencing recommendations in New South Wales that mean if you're convicted, generally not less than 3. That's the lightest sentence you could hope for if you are convicted of that. So if the DPP can prove that you were driving dangerously, like in a dangerous manner, you are going to be toast, right? 3 eyewitnesses is bad. And of course, there's unequivocal evidence online illustrating your proclivity generally to drive with your freaking eyes off the road. That car sales video actually contains advice, if that's the right word, to potential drivers such as you that, quote, you'll have to go through this procedure every time you drive the car. Dude, if you say that, it could be construed that you think this conduct is so reasonable that you're actually advising others publicly to drive in this way. And this points to a pattern of behaviour or an attitude to driving with which I think any semi-respectable DPP barrister would have a fucking field day. It would be a character assassination bloodbath. So see you in roughly 10 years, dude. And this is only hypothetical, it hasn't happened. I'm not alleging it will or it's even likely, but this is the door you open when you put shit like this online. And then there's the workplace side of things too, isn't there? Like, I don't have a problem with presenters talking to a camera while they drive a car, looking at the road, glancing at the camera, talking. Okay, how is that any different to talking to a passenger in the front seat of the car, which is entirely reasonable, normal driving conduct, like, especially if she's a hottie. But playing with the secondary screen for 10.5 seconds out of 12, to me, that's off the reservation in an occupational health and safety context. Like, that car is a workplace at that time while that's being recorded, right? And the Act stipulates that you must do everything practicable to mitigate risk to yourself, to your colleagues, and of course, to the general public. And I would argue that this is not a case of doing that. Like, it's just not. And of course, none of this Keystone Cops distraction dipshittery, personal opinion, could actually occur if Kia Hyundai's special bus speed alarm system were not so preposterously badly engineered in the first place. This is not actually an advanced driver assistance system at all. It's an advanced driver annoyance system. It immediately, therefore, amps up ambient risk, doesn't it? This is how ADAS actually functions in public, in the real world, in practice. It gives decent drivers the shits and then they goof off by prioritizing shutting it down over the myriad core things that can kill you when you're rocketing through freaking space-time at double-digit meters per second. Like, if you go for a drive this weekend on the open road, you're going to pass a lot of other motorists. They're going to be coming the other way and the relative speeds are going to be like 200 k's an hour. Relative speed, okay? Where do you want the oncoming driver's eyes to be? And how many of those do you suppose won't be looking where they need to be often enough?